You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is SaaS. Spelled S for software, double A for as a, and S for service. Definition: a cloud-based software distribution method where app infrastructure, performance, and security are maintained by a service provider and accessible to users, typically via subscription, from any device connected to the internet. Example sentence: SaaS is an attractive business solution for organizations who want to outsource on-demand information system applications. Origin and context: also known as web-based software, on-demand software, and hosted software. In the early days of computing, scientists ran computer jobs one at a time in a sequential batch mode that submitted everyone's task to the main computer via a single pre-recorded input magnetic tape, which, after processing, created an output tape that was placed in another computer to print out the results. Yikes! In the 1960s, MIT professor Dr. Fernando Corbeto helped usher in the concept of time sharing, a way to switch computing resources between each person logged onto the computer so quickly that it appeared like the user had the computer's undivided attention. Fast forward to the dot-com bubble collapsing and the stock market crashing in 2000. Software companies took a huge hit. News opinion pieces circulated about the internet's imminent failure and dystopia. During all this doom and gloom, software as a service, or SaaS, was born. Improving on the application service provider, or ASP, model, Concur, a travel and expense management software company, became the first real SaaS provider. They transformed their floppy disks and CDs into a web-based solution, initiating a multi-tenant architecture. In other words, time slicing in the cloud. Salesforce quickly followed suit, forging their way into the market with dramatic flair. They staged an end-of-software protest outside the user conference of their dominant competitor at the time, Sybil Enterprise Software, by carrying large anti-software picket signs and handing out invitations to their cloud computing coming-out party later that evening. Over the next 20 years, the SaaS business model has evolved into the turnkey solution for end users. And Forbes magazine predicts that by 2024, the global SaaS market size will be worth $369 billion. That's a B for billion. Nerd reference: in a 2020 Bloomberg interview, Mark Benioff, the Salesforce CEO, explained what he meant by the end of software and the three goals that motivated him to leave Oracle and to start Salesforce.
I said that first in 1999, Emily, so I had to pull that out of my old tool chest. I just so squarely believe that we needed a new software model, a new model based on the cloud, a new business model where customers pay as they go. And look, we also need a new philanthropic model. These traditional software companies have not been the most generous or philanthropic to their communities, as you know. And that's why I started Salesforce. You're right. I left Oracle now almost 22 years ago. And when I did, I really took those three goals. Can we create a new technology model? Can we create a new business model? Can we create a new social model for business? And we're trying to inspire a new industry, a new set of values, a values based on trust, on customer success, on innovation, on equality.
And now a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.